I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear has delivered his sixth State of the Commonwealth address, and for some analysis, we turn to a man who has, over his career, heard more than a fair amount of gubernatorial speeches in Frankfort. Kentucky Journalism Hall of Famer and WUKY political blogger Ken Kurtz joins me. Hello, Ken.
Hi there.
What did you think of the speech?
Well, it was a very civil talk. In fact, he paid tribute to the new civility in Frankfort shortly after he pointed out there was a new president sitting in the Senate. I don't think that was entirely unattended. But his whole demeanor, not that Steve Beshear is a rostrum pounder or anything like that, but even for the governor, it was a very civil talk, very much extending the hand, the olive branch, if you will, and pointing out that we had some very serious problems, but a very serious need to work together. In fact, he even said, we've got good news. We know what needs to be done. We must stop putting off uncomfortable decisions. And, you know, that's pretty doggone good, Alan. He mentioned that at the start, and then at the very end, he talked about there's no election this year. Hallelujah. One less distraction. We're not going to have any D.C.-style politics, which I think may be read as, sorry about that, Mitch.
What about the substance of the speech? As we look at the fact that it's a very short session, what can get accomplished this session?
Well, yes, the short session bothers me. Pointed out five major areas, fundamental weaknesses, he called them, antiquated tax system, the need for improvements in the workforce, education, the people's health, and he put it, the heavy sword that hangs over us, the unfunded pension liability situation. But he pointed out in many ways things that can be done. He said there is time to repair and rebuild, but then he very quickly said, where's the money coming from? Not from the revenue that we do expect to increase, because, and this is a quote, Alan, the projected growth in revenue is already spent. It's not rhetoric, he added, it's math, which is kind of, I gathered, a line that he took from Bill Clinton at the Democratic National Convention, repeated later by President Obama. Clinton kept saying, it's math, it's not politics, it's math. And if anything, the governor was using that approach to kind of hold the legislators' feet to the fire. He thinks it can be done in the 24, 25 days that remain, but he left himself open on a couple occasions, it seemed to me, for one or more special sessions yet this year.
Okay, so pension reform, tax reform, either, neither, or both.
Well, very interesting. And here's a quote. Tax and pension reform go together and must be done this year. That's very close to an actual quote, Alan. And I don't know, there are an awful lot of the legislative watchers in Frankfort and actuaries and math experts who will tell you it's going to be one or the other. But perhaps you put your finger on the biggest challenge in the governor's speech, because he says flat out tax and pension reform go together and must be done this year.
Was there anything in the speech that surprised you in any way?
Yes. I've got to say flat out his comment that tobacco addiction kills our people and that we have the highest mortality rate in the United States because of tobacco addiction is something I never thought in 30-plus years of covering the legislature and governor that I would ever hear a Kentucky governor say. And he went on to add, and this is a quote, we must look seriously at a statewide law. Now, he didn't really come out, I'm going to put my political muscle behind it, but we must look seriously at a statewide law. It is not a rights issue, Governor Beshear said. People can still smoke, but not where they hurt others. And he went on to add, we must lower the volume, turn down the tension, and concentrate on problems like these. And we may be getting a statewide anti-smoking law of some kind, just as he put a lot of rhetoric behind raising the high school dropout rate from 16 to 18.
How long do you expect this this newborn civility to rule under the Capitol Dome?
Until they get to a thorny issue of tax system reform. Because as Senator Stivers, the new Senate president, has said, we're all committed to tax reform, but we define tax reform a little differently. And he's not talking about Republicans. He's talking about every individual lawmaker down there. People want tax reform, but there's a lot of disagreement on exactly what that is. I think if the more specific the bill that comes on the reforming the tax system is, and how soon, and it may not come at all, could be where this new civility breaks down. Now, let me say the governor made a great pitch to do something when, at the very end of his talk, he says, what's the lesson in all this? The people expect us to lead, that's a quote, and by the end of the year, he said, they expect us to come together, and I believe we will. And that still leaves room for special sessions, which I would point out are pretty expensive themselves. So there's a little fiscal nightmare involved in that, but I suspect we're going to have one or more special sessions. Maybe by the end of the year we'll come together. But the more specific the tax reform bills and proposals are, the more the chance that the civility will break down.
Especially in the fact that in a short session, you need a supermajority to pass any type of tax reform. In fact, even Lieutenant Governor Jerry Abramson, who chaired the Blue Ribbon Commission, all but said he didn't expect any tax reform to come out of this session.
And that may very well be the procedural problem that breaks it down. It could be so bad, Alan, that the governor will not call a special session because of the need for that supermajority. And I believe that rule applies to special sessions in short session years. If it does not, and I'm not up on my procedure at this point, if they could do it by a simple majority, that almost guarantees that any tax reform bills would be offered in a special session next year when the simple majority would apply.
All right. Well, our time is just about up. Any final thoughts as we wrap things up today?
Well, I thought he served the olive branch, and it's now going to be up to Senator Stivers and the Republican majority in the Senate to meet and see where the state goes from here.
Kentucky Journalism Hall of Famer and WUKY political blogger Ken Kurtz, thank you for your time today.
My pleasure, sir.